beads.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Anything else?
Belt.
A galluses.
Yeah, there you go. There's one on here. Suspenders on here too, of course. They use braces too. You're braces.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't either. But see, it's different parts of the country. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol or umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
Okay, and the fancy top cover? That's it, isn't it? The bedspread.
Bedspread.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They have some other than like coverlet and counterpane.
Counterpane. That's what we used to always call them, counterpane. But see, in times past, we have learned to say bedspread where you say counterpane all the time.
I see.
And cover the pillows with the pillow shams.
I see.
Did you ever see a pillow sham?
I thought it was a
pillowcase.
Is that the same thing?
No. You hang up here on that to be pretty over your pillow.
Oh. And they was embroidered real pretty. I've got a pair in yonder. Just keeping them for people.
Well, I never see. These are words. Didn't you say, in other words, people taught these words away from
them? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They taught you to say something else.
Mm-hmm. We're better cultured now. I'm got no family glasses because we're not. But you have learned
everyday language more.
You know, that was so common back then. Everybody said pillow shams and counterpins. We never did say a bedspread. We'd say counterpin and pillow sham.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we had pillowcases to cover the pillow, but we had the pillow shams cover the pillowcases.
On the company bedroom, instead of having pillows, we had a bolster, which was, that went all the way across the bed and it was round.
Mm-hmm.
And the bolster cover was all involved.
I've heard of these on furniture, like couches, you know.
Yeah, they do
now.
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We used to use on the bed.
Across the bed. Did you pack your pillow into them, or were they just take
the
pillows off?
There were no pillows on the bed. You just used the bolster cover for.
What did you do with your pillows?
Put them in the closet. In the daytime, you put those in the closet and just put your bolsters on the bed during the night.
I see. Okay. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Yeah, you told me about the bolster. That's the next question now.
Hmm.
What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket.
No, quilt.
A quilt.
Cover the head. Right.
Yeah, quilt is what we use. We just see that there you come again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In that blanket.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would expect?
Pallet. Pallet. I've slept on a menu one.
Okay. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Another word for rich?
Fertile.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I got here. The flat lowland along the stream overflowed in spring and plowed later.
Bottoms.
Bottoms or bottom ground. Low-lying grassland, a low piece running through it. The low-lying grassland.
Grassland.
Remember low piece running through it?